Hi, my name is Tracy, and my channel was built to help other survivors understand narcissist abuse. So if you are questioning whether you were with a narcissist or what the behaviors are of a narcissist, then you've come to the right channel. I am not a therapist. I am a survivor. And tonight I want to talk to you about stalking and the narcissist. Being stalked is scary, and it's like a violation to our personal space, and we have to understand that this is very serious, and it is a gateway crime to a much worse kind of outcome. When I think of stalking, I think of the guys and girls, I guess, that jump over Britney Spears' wall and break into her house and sniff her underwear or something. That is so typical in my mind, because this was so out of the realm of what I had known in my life. So that's what I perceived was a stalker. But what I've learned is that 75% of victims of being stalked know their abuser. They know the person. And that's a really high number, and yet the laws are not really there, I don't think. Let's start with this. What is stalking? There are so many ways that people can stalk you, and I think it's only gotten worse in the age of technology and social media and online exposure to our entire life. But it is a crime. Technical go-to-jail crime, and it's a crime of control, hatred. So your narcissist can stalk you, your family, your friends, and this usually happens when you go no contact. Before that, they kind of know the door is open, and so they aren't necessarily, but of course they could. But as soon as they feel like they've been rejected, as soon as they feel like you have betrayed them, this is in their mind now, not mine, okay? I know that I have been stalked, and there's so many ways. So let's talk about all the different ways that they can stalk us. They can stalk us in person. They can appear where we get coffee on every morning, or they can appear where they know you're dropping off your kid and just sit in a car. They can actually break into your house. That's of course like breaking and entering, but if you were with them and they had a key, or they knew where the one was hidden in the rock or something, they could break in, and they could use that to gather intel on whatever they are maybe trying to figure out about you, leave you little signs. They can break into your car. They can hurt your car. There are people that put sugar in gas tanks, and they can stalk your pet and potentially hurt your pet. I've heard so many stories about puppies and kittens that the narcissist has killed or had killed. They can break into your mailbox, and a lot of people don't think about this, especially if you all were together before. Maybe there's a key. Again, not all mailboxes across the world have keys, but if you had a key, and if they did, and they could get into your mail, they can use that to withhold your bills. And if you don't get them, maybe you're not the kind of person that knows that it always comes in on the 17th. So if you're like me and that part's just sort of like, oh, they're here, then I'd pay them. But they can also use them to ruin your credit. So again, if you don't know that you've missed a payment, or if they are able to use a part of your credit card to buy things online, they can do a lot of different things with your money, and that goes back to financial abuse as well. They're very stealth about what they do, and identity theft is something that a lot of victims have had happen, where they've just run up all these crazy credit cards and they get in trouble. The victim has to bail themselves out and figure out and prove that they didn't do it. They can stalk you at work, and that means they could be in the parking lot. They could be just showing up. And the most important thing that I think we need to discuss is social media. In today's day and age with social media, who can say that they haven't stalked someone that they used to know, someone that they used to date? I think we can all honestly say that we have peaked, right? Before I knew what no contact was, when I was going through my divorce, I wanted to know all the intel I possibly could. And that is not good. It's a bad path and it's a bad road to go down, but it's almost a normal reaction. I think in this day and age where we can have all this access to so much information, they can track who you're with. They can see if you're dating someone, and you just have to be really careful. Most important thing is to remember to change your passwords. If they had access to your Facebook before, they could just be popping in there anytime. But if you block them, I've said this before, many, many videos, just block them. They cannot stalk you. They will not see your posts if you respond to someone that they know. They could have been the comment right before yours. And if you block them as opposed to unfriend them, then they won't see anything that you do. The more doors you can close to a narcissist, the better you're going to be, because they're going to try every single door, and they do this just to freaking annoy you. They aren't trying to get you back, and some people think that. They are there to brain fuck you and to cause you isolation and pain. And they're doing it because they perceive you leaving, or even if they did something, they are angry at you. And all they want to do is continue to go on and hurt you. And it's just one way that they can use flying monkeys against you. Think about that. Flying monkeys are a form of stalking. If they tell their friends to text you or email you or message you on Facebook, then those people are doing the stalking for him or her. That's exactly what happens. And it's important to remember that not only should you block that person, but you should make sure that you block anybody that's a common connection. Because if, let's say you post a picture, and your name isn't in it or something like that. Maybe you were with your friend and you know, you were tagged, but it was on their wall. If they're still following your friend, they can spy. So I did not realize that someone in my wedding party was still connected to me. And I believe that person stalked me and gave intel to my ex-family. So don't think of people as innocent until they are innocent. If you have a common friend, be really, really careful. Now let's talk about what to do. If you are being stalked in any way, shape, or form, even if you're getting a glitter bomb in the mail, or you are afraid, if you are scared that that person could jump out of the bushes and hurt you, call the police. Here in America, 911 works real good. And you only have to tell them that you are afraid. And you can go into the courts and you can get a temporary restraining order that day. Usually, again, I'm not saying where you live, so if you're in some far off country, I don't know about that, but here in the United States, you can get a temporary restraining order that day, and that's a really good start. But so many people that I have talked to, the police don't seem to react or care or protect the person that put the restraining order in. And I find that absolutely ridiculous because when I was, you know, going through my arrest and all of that, I have a restraining order on me against this person. And I was afraid to go out because I was afraid he'd be there. And I didn't want to go to jail. And so I believed that the police would help him. And I believed that they would help you. But often the stories are that police just don't enforce it, or they'll tell the, you know, husband to go take a walk around the block, or lots of police misunderstanding from the support world that we live in here. But save everything. I have a book, it's about this thick, that I printed up. It has every single message, every single email, and every single voicemail in this binder. And this I had to give to my lawyer. Make sure you take pictures. If you see them outside your house, you look outside your window and your kids are playing in the yard and you see his car, or you see his car where you are and he's not supposed to be there. And I use he or she, you know. But call the police. Tell them that you're scared. Tell them that you're not comfortable and that you have seen them. But pictures work better. Sorry, really thirsty. If you can save pictures, if you can save every single thing that you have, then when you suspect that they are stalking you, or they're back out there, or they're, you know, sending you gifts at work, that is harassment, and that is control, and that is there as a common ploy where they're like just showing you that they're there to put that fear inside of you. And if the police aren't going to help, the only way that that is going to work in your favor is that if you document everything, and that every single time you call the police, screw saving the evidence, screw pretending and saying next time, because next time he might, she might, like, attack you, rape you, and hurt you. This is what domestic violence really is. So we have to remember that this is just a step to the gateway of hell that many victims of abuse started off being stalked, and they didn't do enough about it. And if they don't call the police every single time, then guess what? That means that when you go back for a restraining order, or you go to see a judge because it's really accelerated, they're not going to have a record of any of this. So if there are 5 police reports, you walk into the court and you will have a restraining order before you know it. So evidence. Just do that. Take care of yourself. This is Tracy, and thank you for watching, and please subscribe to my channel if you like it. Boop, boop, boop. If you are looking for support, I have a website called narcissistabusesupport.com, and on this website there's a tab called help or something like that, that has all these resources listed by state that can give you help. There are meetups in your area. There are meetups here in the United States. I know for sure there aren't in other states, but they're free support groups for people that have been abused by a narcissist. It helps your sanity. So if you can get to something like that, look at meetup.com. My site has a listing of all of the ones in the United States. And I have a Facebook group called Narcissist Abuse Support. And come and join us there. And let's see if we can help each other. Because together we heal. This is Tracy. And that is all I've got.